You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine Christian School canceled classes yesterday after two 12-year-olds were arrested for threatening to shoot up the school. Police say the students had a map and are now in juvenile detention. They face serious charges while the investigation continues. Firefighters were called to a structure fire on Spring Street at around 2 a.m. this morning in Racine. Smoke and flames were seen as crews worked at the scene. More details are being gathered. A 34-year-old Racine man is charged with 17 felonies after a string of burglaries at Racine area businesses. Investigators say Cavante Oliver used ladders and other tools to break in through roofs. He allegedly stole cash from ATMs and left behind extensive damage. Investigators have identified 45-year-old Robert Sharon of Elkhorn as the worker killed in an accident at a Palermo's pizza facility in West Milwaukee yesterday. Officials say he died in an accident involving robotic equipment. The company says they're cooperating and supporting staff and his family. And Governor Evers says Milwaukee and nearby counties are closer to getting more federal disaster funds. The additional money would be for infrastructure repairs. The total damage to infrastructure in the area was $26 million after the floods. Some aid is already available to families and individuals. Approval is still needed to repair infrastructure like roads and water systems. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Robert Redford is still all over the news following his death at the age of 89 earlier this week. If you're looking to binge some of his films, The Natural, Jeremiah Johnson, The Way We Were, All the President's Men, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting, 3 Days of the Condor, and Quiz Show can all be streamed on Amazon Prime. My weekend is set. Documentaries are bigger than ever these days. If you're a fan and live in the Milwaukee area or don't mind a road trip, do yourself a favor and check out the Dialogues Documentary Film Festival put on by Milwaukee Film. As much fun as it is to watch documentaries in the comfort of your own home, it can be a moving experience to check one out with a full crowd, especially if you stick around for insightful conversations during Q&As. The festival starts September 18th, and the venues are the historic Oriental Theater and Downer Theaters. Great fun in Milwaukee this weekend. The Emmy Awards were a lot of fun for actress Kristen Milioti, who won an Emmy for her role on The Penguin. Once the actual award show ended, though, the night went south, literally, when Milioti took a tumble and dropped her Emmy while arriving at an afterparty. The actress plays Sofia Falcone in the Batman spinoff and beat out some pretty stiff competition in Michelle Williams, Rashida Jones, and Cate Blanchett. To the best of my knowledge, the Emmy was not hurt. More news from the Emmys, and more specifically, the show White Lotus. The previous 3 years saw White Lotus as an Emmy darling, but this year the cast was completely shut out despite all seven supporting actors drawing nominations. White Lotus Season 3 won one Emmy this year for original main title music. If a show could win an Emmy Award for beautiful settings, White Lotus would probably be 4 for 4. While on the red carpet, Season 3 stars Parker Posey and Jason Isaacs let it slip that Season 4 will take place in the south of France. A nice assortment of films are opening this week in theaters. Afterburn stars David Bautista and Samuel Jackson. The story takes place after fire destroys Earth's eastern hemisphere and a treasure hunter sets out to find the Mona Lisa, but realizes that he needs to be a hero and save much more than just a painting. I have to say I'm intrigued, but there are no reviews in yet. Two films open wide that involve sports. Him is a horror film produced by Jordan Peele about a young athlete manipulated by an old pro. And The Senior stars Michael Chiklis as a 59-year-old former high school football player who returns to the gridiron to rectify history. It's rated PG, and there are only 7 reviews in, but they are all positive so far. Sounds like a feel-good. And if none of those titles grab you, you might want to check your local listings, as Apollo 13 is being re-released in a limited run. If nothing else I mentioned is to your liking, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes and Tom Hanks as an astronaut might be just what you need. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny and pleasant for today, a high around 80. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky. Lows fall to the low 60s. And partly sunny for tomorrow, an isolated storm or two. Highs in the mid-70s. Some rain possible Friday night and Saturday. Currently at 64 degrees.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.